Today, my dear friends, is the feast of the dedication of St. Michael the Archangel. It is also the 19th Sunday after Pentecost. Now, the epistle for the feast of the dedication of St. Michael the Archangel is taken from the book of the Apocalypse, the first chapter. In those days, God signified the things which must shortly come to pass, sending by his angel to his servant John, who hath given testimony to the word of God, and the testimony of Jesus Christ, what things soever he hath seen. Blessed is he that readeth and heareth the words of this prophecy, and keepeth those things which are written in it, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him that is, and that was, and that is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, who hath loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who, thinkest thou, is the greater in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus, calling unto him a little child, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, he is the greater in the kingdom of heaven. And he that shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But he that shall scandalize one of these little ones that believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone should be hanged about his neck, and that he should be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of scandals, for it must needs be that scandals come. But nevertheless, woe to that man by whom the scandal cometh. And if thy hand or thy foot scandalize thee, cut it off, and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to go into life maimed or lame, than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thy eye scandalize thee, pluck it out, and cast it from thee. It is better for thee, having one eye, to enter into life, than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. See that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say to you, that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Gospel, my dear friends, we see our Lord returning to Capernaum from one of his many journeys. Our Lord had adopted this little lakeside town as his hometown after he left Nazareth. And thus, Capernaum was, so to speak, his base of operations for much of his public life. As today's Gospel opens, the apostles are asking Christ, which one of them would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? You see, they didn't yet understand that our Lord had come to establish a spiritual kingdom. And so they all wanted to be princes or lords in the worldly kingdom that they thought Christ was going to establish. Each one of them wanted to be the greatest and the most powerful prince in the new kingdom. That is why, as sacred scripture records, in their ambition, they often argued about who would be the greatest and the most important of them. So undoubtedly, the apostles were surprised when instead of directly answering their question, Jesus Christ called a little child to him, and taking the little one in his arms, he said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." Our divine Savior continued, "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, he is the greater in the kingdom of heaven. In other words, my dear friends, it is not the proud or the ambitious who inhabit heaven, but those who are meek and humble of heart, those who seek God's glory instead of their own. And so, after answering the apostles' question, our Lord warned those who would lead others into sin by their bad example, saying, "Woe to that man by whom the scandal cometh." And finally, in this discourse, he pointed out that the angels are constantly enjoying the delights of heaven, even though they are also always with men to protect them from evil. As our Lord said, "Their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." And we too, my dear friends, we too want to see the face of God, our Heavenly Father, one day. But we are continually attacked by Satan and his legions of devils who are trying to prevent us from reaching heaven. And so today, my dear friends, the church puts before our eyes one who is ever ready to help us in this battle. In fact, one whose special mission it is to conquer the devil. This great warrior, this true superhero, is Saint Michael the Archangel, the leader of the heavenly army. And the church reminds us of him today because we need his help. We need his help to fight Satan and all his temptations. Because we, as descendants of Adam and Eve, are all blind, weak, and ignorant. We cannot possibly see and overcome all the temptations that Satan has in store for us. We need help. We need Saint Michael's help. He is the leader of the angels who battle against Satan. And he earned this place because when Lucifer rebelled against God, it was Saint Michael who opposed him. You see, my dear friends, Lucifer was the greatest of the angels. He was the most powerful, the most beautiful, and the most intelligent. But instead of thanking God for these gifts, Lucifer said, in effect, "I will become like God. I will take his place." And it's sad but true that many angels followed him and agreed that Lucifer should be like God because he was so great and so powerful. Of course, though, we know that as great as the angels are, God is infinitely greater still. And it was Saint Michael who recognized this and said to Lucifer, "Who is like God?" And of course, Saint Michael meant by this that no one can possibly be as powerful or as good as God is. And so this question, "Who is like God?" became the battle cry of Saint Michael and of the good angels who followed him. So that, as sacred scripture says, there was a great battle in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and they, that is, Lucifer and his demons, prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Lucifer and his followers no longer had a place in heaven, because Saint Michael and the angels cast them out. But that battle was only the beginning of their struggles. Ever since that time, Saint Michael has fought against Satan and has valiantly tried to protect mankind from his assaults. Even in the Old Testament, we see that it was Saint Michael who guided the chosen people through the desert and who protected them in their journey. And when Moses died, it was Saint Michael who wrestled with Satan for possession of Moses' body, because the devil wanted to make the people worship Moses instead of worshiping God. And Saint Michael assisted the people in all of their various struggles. Most notably, he helped free them from the Babylonian captivity. And, my dear friends, he does these same things for us today. He guides us through the desert of life and through dark times. He wrestles with the devil to protect us from his temptations. And he even assists us in physical dangers. That is why Holy Mother the Church has made him the patron saint of so many different types of people and activities. To name just a few examples, St. Michael is the patron saint of police officers, of firefighters, of soldiers, and of athletes. He is also one of the protectors of the church as a whole. And tradition assures us he especially assists the dying. St. Alphonsus Liguori records that a certain Polish nobleman had led a wicked life for many years. Thus, when the hour of his death approached, the nobleman was tormented by remorse and was terrified of the coming judgment. In fact, he was so afraid that he fell into a deep despair because of the many sins he had committed. But despite this unhappy condition, the man still loved and honored St. Michael by praying to him. So God allowed St. Michael to appear to him to encourage him to repent and make a good confession. St. Michael even told the man that he had prayed for him and had obtained enough time for the man to prepare properly for death. And very shortly after this apparition, two Dominican priests came to the sick man's house and said that a stranger had sent them to assist him. At once, the nobleman knew that it was St. Michael who had sent them. And so he made a good confession, received the last rites, and breathed forth his soul in peace with God and man. And that, my dear friends, is just one of the many, many ways that St. Michael helps us. So let us then pray to him often during life, so that he will assist us at the moment of our death. Even though he may not appear to us visibly, if we honor him frequently throughout our life, he will strengthen us and assist us in that moment. That moment which is the most important moment of our entire lives. That moment when we must make our final preparations to meet God. Now I know, of course, that each one of you wants to be well prepared for that moment. So I encourage you to form the habit of calling on St. Michael every day. You can add the prayer to St. Michael to your daily morning offering, or you could add it to your night prayers. But besides this, call on him frequently throughout the day, especially when faced with a difficult temptation, by using a short aspiration such as, "Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle," or even simply call on his most powerful name, Saint Michael. As the world around us, my dear friends, seems to plunge ever deeper into sin and vice, we need Saint Michael's powerful assistance more and more. He is always ready and willing to help us fight his ancient enemy. He is the angel whom the demons most fear, because even his name reminds them of their first great defeat. So frequently ask St. Michael to do what he did so long ago, and once more cast Satan down. Implore St. Michael's assistance frequently, so that, being helped by him in the hour of your death, you will one day be able to see Our Lady and the very face of our Heavenly Father, just as St. Michael already does. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.